18 and 19?
Well, now I know it's 120, so I'm just middle-aged.
20. 54 or 94?
70 or 80 years old.
What?
Mid-60s?
75 is old.
I think 30 is old.
Everyone seems to have a different idea when it comes to age, youth, and longevity. But what does the Bible say about long life? Join Gloria Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory for God's plan to live long and finish strong.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. We're going to be talking about something good this week. Living long and living strong. We can go to the Word of God and see that that's God's plan for us. It's always been His plan for His people to live long and live strong. But if those people wouldn't obey what He said, they could not live long and live strong, and they were defeated in one way or the other by other armies or by sickness, disease, by the curse. The curse came into the world by sin. Everything was good. God created the earth perfect and wonderful. Everything was good. There was no curse. There was only blessing. And Adam and Eve, as you know, flunked the test. God said, do not. They had one do not. Just one simple do not. Do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day you eat, God said, you shall surely die. Well, we know that they partook of the one tree in the garden that they weren't supposed to. Think about it. You know the garden was beautiful. You know all the trees were beautiful, and it says they were good for food. There was just one tree that they were not to even touch. Don't go near it. Not touch it. And they flunked the course. And so the Bible says that when they ate, they died. They didn't die physically. They died spiritually. Their spirit was cut off from the life of God that it had once enjoyed. And now they were on the outside looking in, so to speak. And death, not physical death, for a long time, they still didn't die for hundreds of years, but spiritual death had come into them, and it would bring physical death. And so God said He made this beautiful garden. Everything in it was perfect. Everything was good except the one tree. So, I don't know, but I assume that God put them in a position to make a choice. You choose between what I say to do and what you, or maybe what you want to do, or what other voices like Satan says to do. And they flunk the course. And you know, it's still very much that way. If we want to live in life and blessing today in this earth, we have to do what God says. Make Jesus the Lord of our lives. God sent away a man. He came in a natural body. He was the Son of God, but He came and took upon Himself flesh and became our Savior. We know His name is Jesus. And people can receive Him as Savior and be born over again from death back into life. Jesus is the only salvation. I know people watch this broadcast all over the world, and they watch, you know, they get the material all over the world, and there's all kind of different religions. But the truth is that Jesus is the way to God and the only way. So, if you want to live long and live strong in God's plan, the first thing you do is receive Jesus Christ as Lord of your life. He is life. He is life to us. We can be born from death into life when we make Jesus the Lord of our life. So that would be the key issue. Now, we're actually talking this week about living long and living strong spiritually, mentally, physically, in every way to have life. And Ken was given a prophetic word a few years ago, as I recall. It was a few years ago. It's my will for your days to be long upon the earth. It's my desire for your days to be strong upon the earth. This is the word of the Lord to Kim. If Jesus tarries his coming, my plan is for you to live in length of days and strength of days. That was an individual word to Ken. But if we look at the scripture, we can see that God says that to all of us. We can have long, strong life. And that's what we're going to talk about in these few weeks, about the Word of God, about being born again, first of all, and then walking after the Word and doing what God says tends to life. He tells us things in the Bible that will bring life, that will bring prosperity, even financial prosperity, blessing, in other words. Everything good's under the blessing. Financial prosperity, health is all peace. That's all under the blessing. And it's all written out for us in the Word of God. And it's all doable. It's just whether we make the choice to obey God. So God wants all of us to have long and strong life. The promise of a long and blessed life belongs to every obedient child of God. If you're a believer, it belongs to you. But you know, if you don't know anything about God's Word and what He tells you to do, because what He tells you to do in the written Word, that's what produces life. That's how we know that Jesus was sent. That's how we know we have a Savior that took sin for us and sickness and disease and the whole curse so that we could be redeemed from that sin and from that curse. In the Bible, Deuteronomy 28, it lists the blessing and the curse. The blessing is if you do what God says and you follow His plan. The curse is what's going to just automatically happen if you don't do the first plan. If you don't make Jesus the Lord of your life, you're going to live under the curse. If you do make Him the Lord of your life and you find out what God says in the Word and you obey Him, you can live in the blessing. So we're talking about walking and living in the blessing of God this week. And one of the things that we get when we do that is long life and strong life. It's the will of God for you and me to live out the full number of our days. And for us to live under the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord, to obey Him, to walk in the light, what the Bible tells us to do, and not the darkness. And we can live in a blessing. We can live in the blessing. Glory to God. So that's what we're talking about. Long life and strong life. How we respond to what the Word says makes all the difference. Where we live, whether we live in the blessing or the curse. Both things are working in the earth, and you can find that in multiple places in the Scripture. So we choose to make Jesus the Lord of our lives, to be born over again, to get into and to receive the Holy Spirit to live in us and to teach us. The Bible says He's the teacher of the church, to teach us and reveal to us the Word of God. Really, you could say, to reveal to us the blessing of God. What God says is right manifests the blessing. And you look at it in Deuteronomy 28, and you can see plain. God says, the man's curse that does this, the man's blessed that does this. So we're the man. We get to choose. Are we going to obey God? Are we going to live like the world and live under the curse? Now, I have lived both places because so many of my years I was ignorant of the Word of God. I wasn't raised in the Word. I didn't know what God said in the Bible. I didn't know these things. And so we lived in lack, and we lived in, if sickness and disease tried to, you know, come our way or take over our body, we just think we were supposed to go to bed and let it happen. But then we found out that I've been redeemed. I found out I've been redeemed from sickness and disease. Deuteronomy 28, every sickness and every disease is under that curse. And then Galatians 3 says, Jesus redeemed us from the curse. Hallelujah. And we begin to find out that the Bible is God speaking to us. It's what we're to do. It's where the blessing is. And we begin to obey it. We begin to prosper in our bodies, in our finances, in everything in life. It's the blessing. It's the blessing, and it belongs to us. So that's what we're going to study about long life, the area of the blessing that says we can live long and live strong. Hallelujah. And Ken and I have, we believe that. We subscribe to that. We're grown up now. We've been in the ministry about 43 years, so you can imagine that how old we really are. But you know what? We feel good. We're strong. We're blessed. We're not sick. We're not weak. Glory to God. Why? Because we found out from the Word of God that we've been delivered from the curse, and we obey God in His Word. So long life and strong life belongs to us. It belongs to me and it belongs to you. It's what we do with the message of the Word of God that makes the difference. What we should do is spend time in the written Word of God and say, I believe it, I receive it, I do it. Do what it says, and you'll begin to get stronger, and you'll enjoy divine health, and you'll enjoy divine prosperity. It's there for you. Because what is it? That's blessing. The blessing comes on us through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You might not have experienced a blessing yet. Well, you have to start where you start, and that's to make Jesus the Lord of your life. And when you do that, you get born over again on the inside, but that's not all there is. You have to keep going. You have to get into the Word of God. You have to be taught what God says about things, because if we've just been raised in the darkness, we don't know any better. You know, I didn't know any better. I would have been willing to do things earlier, but I never heard about being born again. I never had heard about being born again. And when Ken and I got married, his mother was not happy to have me in the family. And she started praying for me, and she was a prayer warrior. And I tell you, it didn't take me long. Within just less than a year, I got born again. Hallelujah. Ken knew about it, but he hadn't said anything to me about it. If he did, I didn't get it. But I got born again. I got filled with the Spirit of God. And I'm still growing. Hallelujah. All these years later. And that's what God wants in your life. He wants the blessing. So we're going to live. We're going to learn how to live long and live strong. Now, Romans 10:17 gives us the clue to receiving whatever it is we need from God, whether it's healing, whether it's finances, whether it's long, strong life, or just any blessing. It says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we get faith for long life by going to the Word and reading what God says about long life. We get faith for healing by going to the Word and seeing what God says about healing, and not arguing with it, but just receiving it like little children. We believe what we see and what we hear. We take it and we say, I receive that. I take it. I put it in my mouth. You begin to talk healed. You begin to, because of what the Scripture says, that Jesus bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. Many other scriptures too. You begin to say that. And then you act on that. You expect that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's what we do. And that's how we live. And we're going to do that now about long life. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We must meditate on God's Word concerning longevity to have the faith to receive and experience these promises. So let's look at how old is Bible old. We know that the people in the Old Covenant lived hundreds of years. Many Christians today believe, the Bible backs up the idea that 70 or 80 years old is a full lifespan. You know, that's the tradition in the church. 70 or 80. Well, let's look at where that scripture comes from. 70 or 80 years, they believe, is the average lifespan of God's obedient people. To just be a mere 7 or 8 decades. Abraham and Moses were just starting to fulfill the call of God on their lives at that time. Listen to this. From Adam to Methuselah, when the flood came, it was common for people to live almost a millennium. People were living right at 1,000 years until the flood came. Enoch was the exception. He never died at all. He's the one that just walked so close to God, he just left one day, and his body never was found. He was translated, glory to God, and he was only 365 years old. So he had a lot of life left, but God called him up, and he went up and out of here, glory to God. So we know that tradition says 75 or 80 years old. Now let's look at, I don't know how much time I have. I might not have time to go into this, but let's look at Psalm 91. Let's look at the first verse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, this is the picture of an obedient person. This is a picture of the person who will live long and live strong. I will say of the Lord, this person abides. He stays connected. He stays under the shadow. He says, the Lord, in him, he is my, here's what that person says. He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. That's the key. That's a key to living long. You put you're in him. Jesus is Lord. Your trust is in him. You look to him. He shall cover thee when you say, he shall deliver thee when you say that, when you trust. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That's disease. That's any kind of situation that would take your life. That would include biological warfare. I tell you, the 91st Psalm's always up to date. He shall be delivered from the snare of fowler. You could say, we know the fowler is the devil, and the death comes through the devil, unless you're just caught up out of here, and God can call you home. You know, Satan doesn't always have that authority, and he won't have authority over you if you don't give it to him. Most of the people in the earth don't know that, and so Satan sets them up, takes them out, if they'll let him. But it says, surely God, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. That could be biological warfare, any sickness, disease, noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee, God shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust, that he shall cover you with himself. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. The word of God, what God says, the words that have come out of his mouth, are a shield and a buckler where Satan's concerned. We're covered. When we receive what God has done for us and we receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior of our lives, God becomes our shield and buckler. One of those words, I think it's buckler, means armor, and it comes from to encircle, like an armadillo has a shell, a circle around him. This word is armor, this buckler word, and he's your shield and he's your protection, glory to God. Thou shalt not be afraid. Now, here's a direction for us. If we want to live long and live strong, we've got to understand that God's our protection. He's our covering. And we're not afraid. You can't let fear in. You can't operate by fear and faith and expect to get faith results. We are not to fear. We're not to fear death. We're not to fear sickness, disease, any kind of situation, disaster. We don't live in fear. What do we live in? We live in faith. We believe that God delivers us. We believe that He protects us. We believe that we are covered with His feathers, with His armor, with His presence. And we're protected from sickness, from disease, from accidents. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor for pestilence, that sickness and disease. We're not afraid of sickness and disease that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. How come? Because we're dwelling in the secret place. Because the Most High God is hovering over us, covering us, and protecting us, glory to God, to keep us from an untimely death. We're not going to live forever, but did you know we don't have to die by sickness, disease, or accidents? No, we don't have to be evacuated from our bodies. I'm a spirit, you're a spirit, we live in a body. My spirit, me, I can live separate from my body, but I can't live down here. But I can leave my body, go be with the Lord. My spirit, man, me. That's what you are, your spirit. And when your body dies, actually your spirit leaves, your body dies. So this says, we are not to fear. 1,000 could fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand. It shall not come near us. It says we can see the reward of the wicked, so things are going to be happening around us, but we are not to fear. Why? Look at verse 9 says, because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Now we know that under the curse, there's every sickness and every disease. We know that under the blessing, there's healing, there's protection, there's covering. You and I make Jesus the Lord of our lives, and we are born of God. And that blessing is manifest in our lives, the blessing that we're going to be talking about this week. So don't go away, and I'll be right back.
Oh, God gives you that through the method of the Holy Ghost that comes from heaven. And He puts it in your heart and in your mind to actually live for Him and to love one another. And that's really the Spirit of God. That's the Holy Spirit, they call it. That's the righteous Spirit.
Come to these exciting meetings. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family. George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010, August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org.
New York Times bestselling author Gloria Copeland brings you a new look at God's divine health plan in her new book, Live Long, Finish Strong.
Live Long, Finish Strong reveals vital scriptural keys that can help believers extend their years beyond what they may have thought possible. You can live a long and satisfying life in divine health, strong and well. It'll be a life worth living.
He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You have to have the mind of God to live for God.
With all the talk about health care, wouldn't it be great to know the one plan that works regardless of age? One that has a promise of radiant health throughout your whole life? God offers a divine health plan for every believer.
You can start with that with your children now. And quality of life means every area being whole and blessed and abundant and fulfilled.
Live Long, Finish Strong gets you excited about what the future holds and about the plan that God has for your life.
I believe this book will be a blessing to you, your family, and friends. Read Live Long, Finish Strong, and discover the divine secrets to living healthy, happy, and healed.
Live Long, Finish Strong by Gloria Copeland is now available wherever fine books are sold, in retail stores and online.
You're going to enjoy this new book, Live Long, Finish Strong. It's studying about longevity. God wants us to live long on the earth, but you know, we got to cooperate with Him. So get down and get your book today. You're going to like it. I like it myself. I just read it every once in a while. Hallelujah. The older you are, the more you'll like it. So I want to encourage you to get that. Let me know how you like it. It's God's will for you to live long on the earth and for you to have victory every day of your life. Jesus is Lord. Now, we talked about that today, and if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, that's the first step in the blessing. When we make Jesus Lord of our lives, we come out from under the curse of sin and death and all the bad things, poverty, everything that's under that curse, and we come into the blessing, peace in our hearts, our spiritual blessing, financial blessing, every kind, healing blessing. So if you've never done that, just make a change. If you want to change, make a change. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Savior. Come into my life and do something with it. Hallelujah. You just, what are you doing? You're changing God's. You're moving out from under the darkness into the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive, just receive Him as the Lord and Savior of your life. That's all it takes, is one decision. Now, if you did that today, you write us and we'll send you all these free books. This is the Salvation Package. Lets you know what you'll be studying a lifetime to find all the blessings that God does for you and is doing, but this will help you get a long way. So these are free. Just write us and let us know. Today was your day and you made Jesus the Lord of your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, even after you get born again, that's just the first step. We have to get into the Word, find out what God says. I mean, it's still vital. I've been born again for many, many years, but it's still vital for me to spend time in the written Word, because being born again is the first step to the life of blessing. You have to cooperate with God. You have to learn how to follow Him. We're going to be talking about life and longevity all this week, and so don't miss any of it. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you prayed with Gloria Copeland today and received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has something special to send you. It's a free book called He Did It All for You, and a teaching brochure that will help you learn to study your Bible. Request your free salvation package today. It's a great way to begin your journey of faith. For faster processing, request your free packet online at kcm.org.